the area where
Hi, how you doing, Mr. Brooks?
Yeah.
Hi, can we finish that our server now? We almost done here.
Yeah, let's go ahead and finish.
Okay, thank you, sir. I know that it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Thank you, sir. And now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. First one is minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree?
Read it to me again. I don't hear very well.
Okay, no problem. I'll try to talk a little louder so you can hear me. Minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people. Do you agree or disagree?
Have opportunity?
Access to the same economic opportunities as white people.
Economic opportunity. I think they're okay.
So you agree?
I agree, yeah.
As strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Democrats do what now?
No. Immigrants, not Democrats. Immigrants. They contribute more to America than that they take. Do you agree with that statement, or you disagree?
Well, I don't care if they pay taxes, but I think we are letting them come in here, and they're getting a lot of freebies before they become citizens.
So you disagree? Okay, somewhat or strongly?
I'm strong about that. If they come over here legally, I'm fine. We've got a lot of friends that are Hispanic, and they work hard. They're very hard workers.
Okay.
And I know everybody needs a chance, but I think they should do it the right way.
Okay, I understand. We are sacrificing too much of our, that's the next statement. We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profits of big tech. Do you agree or disagree?
I think we're sharing too much, yeah.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you. And racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree. I don't think it is.
Do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
What was it again?
Sexism.
I try not to get into that because, you know, so much of it, everybody's got an opinion, but I guess... I don't know, man.
Okay, no problem. I can put that answer. Don't worry about it. We move on. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree. I don't think they do a good job at all.
Do you disagree with the government to do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities, right? Do you somewhat agree or strongly disagree?
But they don't do anything at all. They don't implement the laws of anybody anymore. So I disagree with it.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you.
If they break the law, they ought to stand by it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We've got laws. Just enforce them.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem for a society. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose?
I oppose.
And that would be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
I strongly oppose it.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Okay, statement A. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. That's statement A. Statement B says, our school must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more?
I think the parents have the right to do what they help out teaching what
okay.
they should.
And do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that this is being undermined or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree, and a 0 means that you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. Here's the first one. Immigration to this country, 0 or 10.
Zero being what?
That you do not agree is being threatened or undermined at all, and 10 means that it's strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined, or 5 means that somewhat agree.
I'd say 10.
Thank you.
Because that's all we're talking about, yeah.
Okay, equal economic opportunities for all, 0 to 10.
I'd say in the middle, 5.
Okay, thank you. Police that treat everyone the same.
That's a 10.
Okay.
Not all are treated the same.
Okay. Okay, 10. Thank you. And ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Equal access to what?
Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting. Do you agree it's being threatened or undermined? Do you somewhat agree, or do you strongly agree it's being threatened or undermined? 0 means that it's not being threatened. And 10 means that it's being threatened.
No, I don't think so. I'd say somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you.
Yeah.
A commitment to Christian ideals. Do you do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined, or do you strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined, or do you somewhat agree?
It's being threatened, and I'm strong about that. It's really being threatened because you're taking everything out of the schools, the churches out of schools, the prayers out of school, the flags out of school.
Okay, so that's a 10?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government. Do you strongly agree it's being threatened or undermined, or do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined at all? The freedom to protest the police or government.
I think the cops can't do what they need to do anymore, and I think it's partially because they messed it up. You don't trust them anymore.
Okay.
So I don't know how to answer that. They did it to themselves.
Okay, no problem. You don't know. That's okay. The right to bear arms. Do not agree that it's being threatened. Go ahead.
No, I don't think it's ever going to be threatened. I think they're trying, but I don't think it ever happened.
So that's a 0, a 1, or a 0 means that you do not agree that it's being threatened or undermined at all. And then,
0.
So, 0. Okay,
0.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Everybody's got a gun, so how can it be threatened?
Okay, I got it. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use a number between 0 and 10. Here's the first statement. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. our rights and freedoms are under attack. So our thoughts matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree, but I feel like it's, I'm with Donald Trump. I feel like it's been threatened already. So I don't know how to answer that at all. Because I think it was a crooked election. And, I think they'll prove it. They're trying to bust his chops right now. So I'm not in, I don't have any use for a Democrat.
Okay, I understand that. But, the sermon that I just read you, do you agree with that statement or you disagree with that statement? On a 0 to 10, what number would you give me?
Do I think the Democratic Party's been threatened?
No. America's democratic institutions, not a democratic party. There's a difference. The institution is the Constitution, you know, and that's a democratic institution. What our founders are, you know.
I don't know how to answer all these questions because I think the government fails. I think they're all crooks. I really do. I don't know how to answer all these questions.
Okay, that's okay. No problem.
Yeah.
I got that.
I do know, but they're all crooked. They all got their hands in the cookie jar, and I don't trust them.
Okay. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has brought back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and the powerful. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree with it. I don't know how to keep answering these questions because, they're making girls out of boys and boys out of girls, and the questions don't seem to be fair anymore.
Okay, that's okay. That's the last one. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please raise your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
I'm extremely motivated to vote. I thought we had answered this at the beginning.
Yeah, I know, but the reason why I say some people in the middle of the survey, they change their mind. That's why we asked the same question twice.
Okay.
But that said, switching gears a little bit, we almost done. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you completed?
11.
In school. I'm sorry?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't finish high school. I went to the 11th grade.
Okay.
I worked the farm and I'm 73, so it was a different ball game when I was younger.
Yes, I understand. Are you married? I'm married, even with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm a widow.
Okay, thank you. And do you have any children? I know this is a silly question, but I have to explain it verbatim. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say conservative.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
I go every Sunday and I read a Bible verse every day.
Okay. Every week. Okay, thank you.
And I do go to Sunday school, once you leave church. I mean, with church on Thursday night.
Great. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Well, it's not rural, it's not urban. So what's the third?
Suburban, suburbia. Yeah, that's the one in the middle. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
And this is a silly question. I apologize in advance because I already know the answer, but I have to read it to you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No, I don't agree with it.
I already answered. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for participation. Your participation was great, and enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome.